Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from any federal investigation of alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This follows President Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigning over allegations he had questionable contact with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sessions also spoke with the ambassador and failed to disclose it. Former CIA officer Jack Rice spoke with VOA about all of this.
At this point, what we know is this. We know that Michael Flynn wasn't the end of the story. We know that it's broader than that. And what we see from Jeff Sessions, and you can look at the tapes and you can look at the transcripts and you can look at what it is that he said after he swore an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, he said something else. And that seems to be the problem. And there's a reason he had to recuse himself, because he may become the target of this investigation.
Sessions says he did not intentionally try to mislead anyone. The Syrian military says it has recaptured the town of Palmyra from the Islamic State militants. Statement from the army said the government is in control of the whole city. Palmyra's recapture marks the second time control of the city has changed hands in the past year. Malaysian authorities preparing to deport a North Korean man who has been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim in Kuala Lumpur at the airport. Malaysian Attorney General says the period, which under Ri can be held without charges, has run out. He will be deported today. This is VOA News. Leading French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts she made in 2015 following showing images of brutal Islamic State killings. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. European Union has asked Macedonia's president to reverse a move to block a coalition, including ethnic Albanian parties, from forming a government, urging political leaders to step back from a dispute that risks sparking conflict. Jorge Ivanov refused to give his backing to the coalition of Social Democrats and ethnic Albanian parties. The EU foreign policy chief, Federico Mogherini, urged Ivanov to reconsider.
So I asked the president to reflect on the way forward, to reverse his decision in the interest of all citizens in this country, and as the Constitution says, I quote, entrust the mandate to a candidate belonging to the parties which have a majority in the assembly. This is the constitution of this country, and we expect the constitution to be respected.
Relations between the country's Orthodox Christians and ethnic Albanians, who are mostly Muslim, have long been volatile. President Trump's war with the media has escalated in recent weeks, and VOA's Bo Gallo reports it's beginning to have far-reaching implications for press freedom.
In a Facebook post, a Cambodian government spokesman threatened to take action against news outlets, including VOA, unless they alter their coverage. Trump, he says, provides a model for dealing with such disobedient outlets. Those kinds of threats aren't new in Cambodia, ruled by Prime Minister Hun Sen for three decades. What is new is using the behavior of the U.S. president as pretext. That's not surprising to Tom Malinowski, who just stepped down as Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor.
Anytime the United States departs from its principles, that is always invariably used by authoritarian states around the world to justify their own behavior.
Since taking office, Trump has steadily escalated his war of words against the press, calling it dishonest, fake news, and even the enemy of the people. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump promised to boost defense spending when he visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive warship ever built. He used the high-profile event to showcase the budget pledge he made this week to dramatically boost U.S. military spending, calling it one of the largest increases in history. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.